This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Coming up, the king, like you've never heard him before. But first, one of New York City's great cemeteries has been advertising the sale of an early 20th century mausoleum. They're selling a spectacular gravesite in excellent condition, only slightly used. Right now at Woodlawn Cemetery, for a mere $5 million, a classic 1910 tomb designed by the architect of the Jefferson Memorial is available as the future resting place for you and yours. Joining me to talk about this and other mausoleums at Woodlawn Cemetery is Susan Olson, the cemetery's historian. She's in NPR's New York Bureau. Susan, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you just describe for me the mausoleum you have for sale?
The mausoleum is an enormous classic Greek pink structure that was built in 1910, designed by John Russell Pope, who, of course, did the National Gallery of Art as well as the National Archives. And it was for William Bateman Leeds, the tin plate magnate of America.
I'm looking at a photograph of it. You said pink. It's pink Tennessee marble.
And, yes.
In this photograph, it's kind of got an understated classical elegance. There aren't a lot of baubles or anything on this. I mean, it is a tomb.
That's correct. Pope, of course, was known for being the great classic architect, using lots of course, Roman and Greek influences. And he really pushed with the mausoleums that he built for this sleek classic style, as opposed to a lot of the Italian revival pieces that you'll find.
Who was this man, Mr. Leeds, for whom the tomb was built?
William Bateman Leeds was a railroad entrepreneur first and then switched his investments to tin plate. So whenever you look up at a restored tin plate ceiling, you should think of William Bateman Leeds. He made an enormous, enormous fortune.
Leeds really was buried in this mausoleum, right?
Yes, he was entombed in 1908, and no one else ever joined him. His wife went on to marry the Prince of Greece. She's buried at Woodlawn, but in a different mausoleum. And then his son chose to live in the Virgin Islands. So his granddaughter was left with this building that she had no intention of using. She was a little distressed that her grandfather was all alone, so she decided that she wanted to move him to Indiana to be with his parents so that he wouldn't be forgotten.
You mentioned that her grandfather was all alone. I gather this was kind of an SUV of mausoleums. You could fit many people in it.
It has 9 catacombs, and it's got sizable land. It's 9,500 square feet, so there's plenty of room for in-ground interment also.
Is it very common that mausoleums are vacated, that bodies are moved?
It's extremely common. Woodlawn has a long history of mausoleums being exchanged from one generation to the other, one owner building a new one because they want bigger space. J.C. Penney is in a mausoleum that was owned by Mrs. William Randolph Hearst.
You have mentioned a few of the famous people who were buried at Woodlawn Cemetery in New York City. I gather that whoever might buy this mausoleum that's for sale for $5 million would have some pretty upscale neighbors.
Yes, Woodlawn is, you know, best known for the grand scale of the mausoleums as well as the many celebrities that are there. We've got the Woolworth family, a lot of the jazz greats, Duke Ellington, Miles Davis is at Woodlawn, the dancers Irene and Vernon Castle. As you go through, Bette Masterson's there, Nellie Bly is there, W.C. Handy, all the great entrepreneurs, Belmont, many, many members of the Vanderbilt family. So it's quite an illustrious group of folks.
Did some of these millionaires compete for the most spectacular burial site?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. The positioning of these mausoleums is just unbelievable. When you go through one of our entrances, Alva Vanderbilt Belmont copied the Chapel of St. Hubert in Amboise, France. It's an enormous memorial chapel. Right next to her is Jules Bache, the famous stockbroker, who also made considerable gifts to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. He's in an exact replica of the Pharaoh's bed on the island of Philae, this enormous Egyptian temple. So we've got really quite the competition of how grand they are, people showing off their travel experiences, their basic tastes and interest in art and architecture.
So you're selling this mausoleum, asking price $5 million. Of the people who have expressed a serious interest in this mausoleum, is there some way you can characterize what kinds of people they are?
The very quiet wealthy, and it's a situation where they want to be able to have a stately mausoleum with a substantial amount of burial space so that many generations can be accommodated.
Susan Olson, among the many famous people buried at Woodlawn Cemetery, I am told, is a sports writer named Grantland Rice.
Yes, he is not far from Mayor LaGuardia and right around the corner from Miles and Duke.
He wrote a famous little poem about death, begins with sort of an analogy to the end of a ball game. The poem goes something like this. When the one great scorer comes to mark against your name, he writes, not that you won or lost, but how you played the game. That's not on his tombstone, though.
No, his tombstone is very simple. It breaks my heart. One of the things I've learned is that a lot of authors have no epitaph. They all basically just have their names and dates.
Maybe they've already said everything they wanted to say.
I believe so.
Susan Olson is a historian at Woodlawn Cemetery located in the Bronx in New York City. Susan, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Wait a minute. When you said us, you said...
I've got all my Woodlawn ghosts with me.